The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Viper Electric Studios, it's The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Right now, this January of 2023, we build on our momentum. We build on our momentum, and we do that by continuing to do what we know is in the best interest of our nation and the strength of our nation. We continue to unify our country. We continue to lift up the voices, and we continue to organize. Democrats, as we gather here in Philadelphia, the place that first defined freedom and liberty, let us bring together those who believe in freedom and liberty for all. For all.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris speaking to a group of Democrat leaderships in Philadelphia recently. The New York Times did an interesting piece on the Vice President yesterday, pointing out that more Democrats are leery of Kamala Harris. One even saying, "I can't think of a single thing she's done," according to the report. So as we head into the startup of the 2024 presidential nominating process, of course, Joe Biden claims he's going to run again. But the Democrats are asking themselves, what if? What if Joe Biden is not able to run again? Does Kamala Harris believe that she's the heir apparent? Does Kamala Harris believe that she should be next in line? And there's a movement within the Democrat Party, according to the New York Times article and some insiders who were interviewed, saying that the party's trying to come up with a way to ditch Kamala Harris without offending some of her major supporters, like black women. Harris, of course, made history in 2020 when she was elected the first black and first Asian American vice president. She was able to knock out two of those, check two of those boxes. But she struggled. She's had frequent staff turnover. She's had reports of a toxic office environment. Supposedly, she's got a very bad temper that can rear its ugly head within the office. And she's had frequent gaffes along with the president. Some people have referred to them as word salads, statements that made no sense whatsoever. And you can't ignore the idea of the criticism of her work as the administration's, quote, border czar. That was her first duty assigned to her upon taking office, was to solve the southern border. And we know where that is right now, right? So as a result of all of this, according to the New York Times, some Democrats say that even in a historically low-profile office, Harris has failed to carve out a niche for herself. And these concerns are more focused now that you've got an 80-year-old Joe Biden possibly running for re-election, or maybe not running for re-election. Some worry that Harris will turn into a political liability if she becomes the object of Republican attacks, which I can guarantee you she will be. Part of the article talks about her disastrous interview with Lester Holt. You remember that one when he asked her about securing the border, and how she giggled and laughed and couldn't really come up with an answer on why she hadn't been to the border. She joked. Remember how she nervously joked that she hadn't been to Europe either? It's Lester Holt sitting there looking at her like, you idiot. So what do they do with her? Because I can guarantee you that if Joe Biden runs again and he keeps Kamala Harris on the ticket, the Republicans are going to go after her, as they should. John Morgan, who's a prominent Democrat fundraiser, told the New York Times, in my opinion, one of the most hard-hitting arguments against Biden, it doesn't take a genius to say, look, with his age, we have to really think about this, which means, who is the alternative? Morgan said that the jury's still out on whether Harris can lead the party and rally the nation behind Democrats. He said, I can't think of one thing she's done except stay out of the way and stand beside him at certain ceremonies. Since the fall, a lot of Democrats have been running through various scenarios in case Biden decides against a 2024 run. A number of them told the Times that they didn't believe Harris could win. And evidently, Hillary Clinton shares this feeling. Some said that the party might have might have to try to find a way to sideline Harris without alienating critical Democrat factions. Again, black voters, college educated women. How do you take her off of the ticket and not alienate them? And then there's the comments that evidently former Secretary of State and former presidential candidate, the first and only woman to be nominated by a major party to run for president, Hillary Clinton, said that she didn't think Harris had the political chops to beat back a field of primary candidates. She said this back in 2016 when Kamala Harris tried to run, dropped out pretty soon. And of course, ended up on the ticket as Joe Biden's running mate. Now, Nick Merrill, a spokesman for Clinton, said that the former first lady has had talks with Harris about being a woman in power, and that the two share a strong bond. He dismissed any mischaracterization and said that any comments from Clinton that Kamala Harris would not be a good candidate was patently false. Other Harris allies say that she's caught up in a position designed not to overshadow the president, which presents a situation that comes to see as a double standard for a prominent black woman. Representative James Clyburn from South Carolina told the New York Times, that's what being a first is all about. She's got to work every day to make sure she's not the last. Ron Klain, who of course is departing the White House as Biden's chief of staff, had nothing but praise for Harris, according to the piece. Klain said, she's done all that operating under high expectations. Noting that her groundbreaking role as vice president, she carries these expectations not as a burden, but with grace and an understanding of how much her history-making role inspires others. Are you inspired? Does Kamala Harris inspire you? Now, according to some of Harris's staff, we're going to see her play a more prominent role in the administration going forward. And they pointed out to her speaking at the funeral of Tyre Nichols last week in Memphis. Now, again, I think that was opportunist. Why would Kamala Harris, along with some of these other black leaders, speak at this poor guy's funeral? She never met the guy. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. Your calls are welcome, as are your comments on the Big Rock text line. New poll shows a record number of Americans say that they're worse off financially since Joe Biden took office, the most recorded by the poll in the 37 years of asking that question. We'll go through the details of that. And a winner of the 700-plus million lottery. We'll give you the details of that as well in Washington State. It's 8:45 on The Morning Answer.
A 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, when it comes to firearms here in the upstate, whether it's purchasing a new one or getting the training that you need to safely own and operate one that you already have, there's no one I trust more than CNC Indoor Range, The Morning Answer's premier gun shop. You don't, you won't find a more experienced or knowledgeable team or a team that's more passionate about the shooting sports. Blythe and Leslie Harrell, the owners, they're local. They grew up here in the upstate. They have a hands-on approach to ownership. When you walk in the door at CNC Indoor Range, you're quite likely to see Leslie or Blythe behind the counter because they love what they do, and it shows. They offer CWP classes that are taught by police officers. You're going to get that real-world experience so that you get more than just a standard CWP curriculum. And if you're a first-time gun owner, they want you to confidently and safely be able to fire that new gun and know how to handle the gun. That's why they offer their two-hour firearms introductory course. It's called the FITS course. It's part classroom, part time on the range. I promise you, even if you're an experienced shooter, this is a great refresher course. You can even combine the FIT course with your CWP for an all-in-one type training experience. And if you're looking to buy a new gun, their staff takes the time to listen to you so that they can match you with the best firearm for your particular needs. It's not like shopping at one of the big box stores. It's truly customer-focused experience from an incredibly knowledgeable team. Hey, and ladies, don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesdays, it's Ladies' Day, which means you get to shoot for free. Find them at ccindoorrange.com. Click on the training tab. You can get a full lineup of upcoming training. ccindoorrange.com. It's 8:47.
President Biden is set to make his second State of the Union address. It's been a shaky start to 2023 for the president. What's his plan to continue to bring down inflation? How will he get a handle on the crisis on our southern border? And will he address the rising tensions with China? Find out during the president's State of the Union address, Tuesday. Coverage begins at 7.
I was having a lot of sinus infections. My sinuses were clogged, pressure, headaches.
Linda has suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
You don't feel like doing anything. When you feel like your head is completely clogged, all you want to do is just lay down and sleep. And the pressure is just not fun, always walking around with a headache.
Now, her issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure performed by Dr. Philip Saconia at Easley ENT called Balloon Sinus.
I really did not know what it was like to feel like you're really breathing and not being so clogged up. I would do it again in a heartbeat, and I would definitely recommend it for someone else.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call and set an appointment today with Dr. Philip Saconia at Easley ENT. Call 326-4752. 326-4752. That's 326-4752. 4752.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A wise old soul said,
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If this sounds like you, come visit Custom Med Compounding Pharmacy with the Upstate's largest and most extensive line of supplements, including Designs for Health, Metagenics, Zymogen, and many others. Visit us at CustomMedPharmacy.com or on the Powdersville Road in Easley, or give us a call at 864-855-2323.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
A52, a lucky lottery player in Washington State, managed to overcome the steep odds yesterday by winning the estimated $747 million Powerball jackpot. Lottery officials say that a single ticket matched all six numbers and is worth the $754. The full jackpot is for taking the annuity distributed over a 29-year period, or the winner can take the one-time cash option. They say that's an estimated $407.2 million. Both prizes available are the amounts before taxes. Of course, the federal government will want their share of that. The Powerball jackpot had not been won since November, allowing it to become the ninth largest jackpot in history. Now, you'll remember just a few weeks ago, a player in Maine won the $1.35 billion Mega Millions prize. And a California player hit the record $2.04 billion Powerball jackpot last November. Neither one of those prizes have been claimed yet. One would assume that they're just getting their things in order before they claim the prize. Hey, if you're thinking about a new mattress, sometimes it's kind of hard to know where to start with all the options out there, right? There's so many commercialized products, high-pressure sales. You got to ask what's best for you. Relax the Back understands the journey that leads to a new bed and can help you feel good not only about your bed but about the decision that you make, because this is quite a bit of money at times. Let Relax the Back fit you for the perfect mattress. You'll get a free sleep assessment. They'll review your body's pressure points and recommend the mattress with the best support just for you. I'm a customer myself. I got a bed. I actually got a couple of beds from Relax the Back. And I'm telling you, it feels like I'm floating when I'm in it. I've never slept better than with the mattresses that I purchased from Relax the Back. Brands that you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, they're now on sale during Relax the Back's President Day sale. You can save up to $500 on mattress sets, and rest assured, with Relax the Back, you're getting the best sleep guarantee, the best in service, and ultimately the best sleep you'll ever get. If you're like a lot of Americans, you're not getting enough sleep, and you can tell it. Visit Relax the Back. Take that first step to a healthier night's sleep. Visit Relax the Back in Greenville at the Shops in Green Ridge on Woodruff Road, right behind P.F. Chang's. Poor Karine Jean-Pierre. We're talking about the vice president a little while ago and her word salads. Listen to this explanation from Jean-Pierre yesterday when she was asked about understanding what our country has known about Chinese spy balloons.
It's the first Chinese balloon that the U.S. identified flying over U.S. airspace under this administration.
So what I can say is that we have talked about China's balloon program. We have generally on this, the Chinese surveillance balloons program has been around for some time. We even briefed Congress this past August. So I don't have any specific on any other balloon during this president's administration, but there has been a program that has been in effect. We have kept Congress abreast on that. I don't have anything more to say or to share.
How is it possible that this administration discovered at least three previous balloons that flew over the U.S. under the previous administration, but Trump officials didn't know it was happening?
Yeah, so look, I think that, and we have talked about this before, about how when the PRC government surveillance balloons transited the continental U.S. briefly, at least three times, as you just mentioned, during the president's prior administration, and once that we know of the beginning of this administration's, but never for this duration of time, as we know. This information was discovered prior to the administration left, but the intelligence community, as I said, is prepared to give briefings to key officials. But this is something. But this is something that they were not aware of, as we've just laid out. But again, we are ready to brief key officials to let them know what the intelligence community was able to figure out.
Did that make sense to you? Is it more clear now? You understand?
She said something.
Let me be perfectly clear.
We spoke about this before that.
Yes, as I said before,
communication. Not she can't.
When she says that line about as I've said before, it's almost like she's saying, "You bunch of idiots! I've already told you this one time. I'm not going to tell you again."
I was waiting for her to defer to White House counsel.
Well, she's cut that line out for right now. She overworked that one. I mean, truly, this is the White House press secretary trying to explain or answer the question about Chinese spy balloons. Now she says, you know, we're willing to brief congressional leaders. I'd love to hear that briefing. 877-235-9405. We'll continue the conversation on the Big Rock text line. You can always text us for all your natural stone and hardscape needs. Visit GoBigRock.com. Your emails are welcome as well, joey@joeyhudson.com. Check out our website. If you missed any part of today's show, go to 945theanswer.com. Check out our podcast. You can listen to whatever you'd like, whenever you'd like. Mike Gallagher's up next. Tommy and I back tomorrow at 6. Hope you'll plan to join us for Wahala Hala Wednesday. Remember, folks, God's in control.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.